This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. Good to be with you. I got one more hour. So Miss Amy Lawrence comes through to take over. It's been an amazing show for the past 3 hours. Been talking about Antonio Brown and actually spoke to my main man, NFL safety, former captain last year of the New York Giants, Antoine Bethea. Had a conversation about MJ and LeBron in about 20 minutes or so. I'm going to get my main man, Harvey Schiller, on the phone. Harvey Schiller was the executive director of the United States Olympic Committee. He helped bring the Olympics to the United States of America. I want to talk to him about the Olympics being pushed back. And that's a conversation that we're going to have. There's so many athletes who, unfortunately, because of what's going on in the world right now, are not going to be able to compete. Some people might be aged out. There may be people who have qualified for events and trials that are going to have to wait until next year. There's a lot of questions there. That's exactly what we're going to do. Make sure you listen to me every single weeknight. The show begins at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern. You got me for 4 hours. This is your show. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can call up at any moment, 855-212-4CBS. We ended the last conversation we had before the break just talking about the Bucks competing for a Super Bowl. And the beautiful thing right now, even in the state of the world, and it doesn't matter what part of the world you're in or what part of the country that you're in, is that at least we've had some NFL news. At least we've had some free agent movement. It looks like we still will probably have the draft, even though it won't be open for the public in Las Vegas. The NFL draft will still take place. It's my understanding that there will be some elements of the draft which will actually be charitable, that will give to charity. And we know that's something that a lot of people in the country need right now. A big shout out. We did this last night and the night before that. I want to show appreciation to the people out there who aren't necessarily getting the attention. The people in the back rooms, stocking up those groceries, the truck drivers on the road, the people who are watching our children, the people who are dealing with health, the people who are overseeing people who are unfortunately not doing well right now, our healthcare workers, our first responders, our law enforcement, our firefighters, our sanitation workers, government workers, our drivers, people who are still out there on the roads, delivery. Thank you all. It doesn't go without appreciation. And even in this time, we see a lot of athletes right now who are doing their part to just make sure that people are appreciated. You know, once this coronavirus situation came out, it's picked up, obviously. Ironically, I was on a set at NBA TV getting ready to go on Handles with my main man, Channing Frye. Thank you, Channing, for joining us here on the JR Sport Brief on Monday. We were getting ready to go live and do our show, and the next thing you know, boom, we had a delayed game because of Rudy Gobert and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the next thing you know, the game was canceled. We found out Rudy Gobert was diagnosed, and then things pretty much just moved along quickly. Our show was canceled. The NBA started to cancel all of their games, and it did not take long once we understood that the NBA was going to be postponed, hopefully we get some games back. Mark Cuban is hoping for May. That may not be the reality, but the NBA players, and then after that, players across just all leagues and sports and professions just really started to show some sympathy as to what's going on. We know the economy isn't going to be in the greatest of spots. Unfortunately, there are people who are missing out on work, part-time workers, etc. It didn't take long for Giannis Antetokounmpo to say, you know what, up here in Milwaukee, I'm going to donate $100,000 to our staff. You know, it didn't take long for Blake Griffin, even hurt up in Detroit with the Pistons, to say, I'm going to do my part. In the NFL, Russell Wilson and his wife Sierra said, you know what, we're gonna make sure that we can get 1 million meals out there to folks in Seattle who have been hit hard. Shout outs to Chicago, Jason Hayward, $200,000 of meals. J.J. Watt, every year it seems like J.J. Watt is the NFL Man of the Year. Him and his wife are donating to the food bank. Kevin Love in Cleveland, Steph Curry, Zion Williamson, the youngest man here, of all the names of people who have gone the extra mile to take care of their communities, Zion Williamson covering salaries in New Orleans. And you know what? It's not going to cover everybody, but it's going to help somebody out. And you know what? At the end of the day, that's all we can really ask for, is to take advantage of what we are capable of doing. And even if you don't have, you know, $100,000 to donate, even if you don't have $1 million, you can't generate meals, you can make a phone call. You can check in on a neighbor. You can see if everybody's cool. You can get on FaceTime. There's minimum things that we all can do to just make the world a little bit better of a place. And shout outs to LeBron James. You know, it doesn't matter how you feel about him as a basketball player. We certainly had a conversation earlier on, a big conversation, a heated conversation about LeBron James and then also Michael Jordan. If they were in a one-on-one situation, who would you take? But when it comes down to being a human being and a world-class human being, you're not going to find too many people who have been in LeBron James' shoes, who have been in LeBron James' position, and has always, primarily, always done the right thing. You can argue against his decision to leave the Cleveland Cavaliers and go down to Miami, and you could say that that's a misstep. But if that's the worst thing that LeBron James has ever done publicly, I think he would sign up for that every single time. Because when it comes to matters of the community, LeBron James is always there. And in a time when we don't have sports, you know, a lot of people look up to athletes. These are a lot of people's heroes. These are a lot of people's entertainers. These are the folks who help you escape from life. Let me tell you something, as someone who covers sports for a living, a lot of times there's, even still today, there's nothing better than at the end of a long day to be able to just go home, sit on a couch, crack open a beer or your drink of choice, whatever it is, and just get escape into a game to watch Steph Curry or Trae Young throw up some threes, to watch LeBron go to the hole against Kawhi Leonard to hopefully see some touchdowns on a Sunday after church. Sports is our escape here in this country. And I think it's a beautiful thing that we have athletes who are stepping up, especially in a time when so many people in this country need it. And I also want to show love to someone who's wasn't born in this country. Obviously, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak of Nigerian heritage. But also you have someone like Joel Embiid, from Cameroon, who started off playing soccer overseas and is identified as someone who would be an amazing basketball player, and he does that. Has he maxed out on his potential? It's a whole different conversation we can have about Joel Embiid, but he certainly proved to be an entertainer. He certainly proved to be comedic. He certainly proved to be an amazing basketball player, but he's also proved to be a citizen in Philadelphia, and to stand up for the folks in Philly. Unfortunately, I have no idea what the 76ers owner, Josh Harris, was thinking when he even had the thought to say, you know what, because of some of this money that we're losing, you know, we want to have our salary take a 20% our employees take a 20% salary reduction. And that went over as well as you thought it would. And they basically had to do an about face. I have no idea who's doing Josh Harris PR. I have no idea who's balancing his books. And I have no idea why they would even have the thought to even let that get out publicly. I have no idea why they would have the thought, especially someone like Josh Harris, who, by the way, I don't even know how many billion dollars he's worth because it doesn't matter. Just dig in your own pocket and put it up. Why does Joel Embiid, and congratulations to him, Joel Embiid pledged $500,000 towards medical relief. He even said, in these trying times, after the 76ers changed their mind, he said, I'm proud of the Sixers organization for reversing course and doing a 180. Let's focus on beating this coronavirus now. Let's be responsible and trust the process. Whether you like Joel Embiid or you don't, I have to give him credit there. And we also have to be very careful and very sensitive as to people's situations, because each one of our situations is different. Please keep in mind, you don't know what anybody is going through in this point in time. And I find the 76ers to be rather insensitive to really think about even having their employees take a 20% salary reduction. You know, especially when the guy is at the top, you know what? Their pockets might hurt a little bit, but the people at the bottom, their pockets hurt a whole lot. So congratulations and thank you to every single athlete that's been out there and has gone forth and done the right thing in support of the community. Whether it's financial support, whether it's providing food or meals, kudos to every single one of you. And, you know, even in this day, unfortunately, we have some athletes. It's one thing to be in the NBA and collect millions of dollars. It's one thing to be an NFL player and be on a salary. Even NFL players get cut. They make more bank than the majority of Americans. We have a lot of Olympians, unfortunately, who won't be able to showcase their craft, who won't be able to hopefully monetize their image post games. Because obviously we saw that the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, earlier this week, they basically said, and I don't know what took so long, but they basically said, we're done. We're not holding the Olympics in Tokyo this year. We're going to attempt to hold them no later than the summer of next year. So what does that mean? That means that we're not going to see Simone Biles on the balance beam. That means that we're not going to see whether or not Spain can knock off LeBron James in the United States of America. That means we're not going to see if Jordan Burroughs is going to have a comeback on the mat as a wrestler. There's a lot of things that we're going to miss out on. Who's going to take the spot and the mantle from what Usain Bolt used to do? Now he's retired and he's now started a family. There's a lot of implications that we have with no sports. And we have some immediate ones. Hopefully we get the NBA. Hopefully the NFL can start on time. How much baseball are we actually going to get? But one thing is for certain, there's not going to be an Olympics. When we come back, I'm going to make a phone call to my main man, Harvey Schiller. Harvey used to be the president of Turner Sports. He was also the executive director of the United States Olympic Committee. He helped bring the Winter Games to Salt Lake City, Utah. He helped bring the 1996 Olympics to Atlanta, Georgia. He knows how deep, there's a lot of different elements from television contracts to distribution. We know this is all about money. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Harvey Schiller and get to the bottom of, are we going to have an Olympics? How it's going to get done, and why did the IOC take so long? When we come back from break, we're going to talk to Mr. Harvey Schiller about the Olympics. It's the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We understand and know that the International Olympic Committee, they finally halted the Olympics from this year. We hope or expect that they take place no later than next summer of 2021. No Olympic Games here in Tokyo for 2020. Now, I wanted to bring on someone who has just top of the line experience in dealing with the IOC. His name is Mr. Harvey Schiller. He was the former executive director of the United States Olympic Committee. He helped bring the Olympics to Atlanta, Georgia, here in the United States. Mr. Schiller, amongst other things, you also were the president of Turner Sports, extremely accomplished. Thank you for taking the time to hop on the JR Sport Brief.
Well, thank you for having me.
No doubt about it. Now, I guess this is the first question. When I think about the IOC, when I think about most sports governing bodies, it seems obviously like the rest of the world, a lot of it has to do with cash and money. What was the holdup on pretty much saying there's not going to be an Olympics this year? What took them so long?
Well, first, my understanding is that they talked about postponement, which I don't think would happen later this year, but they did leave the window open for that, but I don't expect it to occur in 2020, but the possibility in 2021 is still there. I think it's a combination of things. One is a little bit of hesitation because of their relationships with broadcasters around the world, not just in the United States with NBC. The sponsors that are involved and how they are going to react in an economy which is being challenged right now, and most importantly, the athletes. So many, there was a mixed bag. So many of them asked that it be delayed, and then there were a bunch that were concerned that this may be their only chance to be in the Olympics as opposed to putting in and waiting for a year. People aren't getting younger, they're getting older, and for example, you had the qualifier for the marathon in Atlanta.
Right.
And the question is, I qualified for the marathon, will I still be qualified for the marathon next year, or will be another trials and qualification to see if I'm on the Olympic team? And am I on the Olympic team now for the next year, or am I only on the Olympic team for right now and I have to requalify? So I think there are a lot of questions that occur not just here but around the world.
Absolutely. We have Harvey Schiller, the former executive director of the United States Olympic Committee, on the line. So at the end of the day, it is primarily, and it has been, about commerce. I mean, that's pretty much what it boils down to. The economies domestically here in the United States and then obviously all over the world.
Well, I think it's true. I think, look at the Olympics now, I think they estimate it as a $12 billion endeavor for Tokyo.
Wow.
And a lot of those expenditures have already occurred in the planning. And some of them, I think they can't turn around in terms of the venues, the 30 some odd sports that are going to be played around Japan. So what about the contracts that they have for everything from selling tickets to the broadcasters, as I said earlier? Now, hopefully the advertisers and others and people will be able to travel next year. But there are also some conflicting things. The World Track and Field Championships are supposed to be in the United States next year. And how would this affect that and other championships for the sports bodies that would participate in the games?
Absolutely. Now, you helped Mr. Schiller bring the Olympics to Atlanta, Georgia. You helped bring the Winter Olympics to Salt Lake City up in Utah. What is going to be the biggest challenge for the IOC, or actually the individual Olympic committees country by country, in trying to keep their athletes fresh and keep them prepared? Is it a matter of those trials, or is there a larger issue in moving the Olympics back?
Well, I think you got to separate the IOC out because they're really more of an administrative body. You know, as you suggest, putting on the games, whether it be Salt Lake City or Atlanta, is really the challenge. And people like Billy Payne and the others who have been the real leadership in that, they're the ones who really have to do all the planning. The IOC has a group of people that come to inspect and make sure that things are moving in the right direction. But the real workers are the Japanese people or the advisors and consultants they bring. So I think that's where the challenge sits. You did mention the athletes and the qualifications. I think that's going to be something that is going to be extremely challenging going forward in terms of, one, do I still want to qualify? And two, how is that affecting people behind me that had their view of participating in the future? And keep in mind that in 2022, the Winter Games in January, February will be in Beijing, China. And they're entering the market in 2021 for selling licensed merchandise and doing sponsorships and marketing. And I'm not sure how they would be affected as the games move a year later.
Wow. If this unfortunately were to be something that would occur during your tenure, what message would you give to the athletes? You had mentioned certain athletes would obviously be aged out or wouldn't necessarily still be in their prime. You have other athletes who wouldn't necessarily qualify for trials if they were to be redone. What message would you give to the athletes in the United States that are prepping for the Olympics?
Well, I would hold first that if you qualified for 2020, you were still qualified for 2020, unless there was some physical thing which prohibited you from participating. But most of the sports have not had their trials and their qualifications yet. So I think that the leadership of the United States Olympic Committee now and the Paralympics, of course, are going to have to make sure that there's a fair competition for those that participate. But keep in mind, the U.S. Olympic Committee doesn't run the trials. The individual sports run them, and they run the qualifications themselves. So it'll be up to every sport, from archery to sailing to fencing to swimming to volleyball, to determine the qualifications. I think some of the complications are going to occur with professional athletes because, for example, the NBA has suspended their season to see what the future holds. If they decide to start earlier or later next year to make up games and do it, there may not be professional basketball players available for 2021.
Wow. We have on the line Mr. Harvey Schiller, the former executive director of the United States Olympic Committee. Mr. Schiller, what is the best case scenario for us to see these athletes participate? Is it a matter of doing something next summer? Is it early next year? Is it just spreading out the Olympics? Is there even an ideal situation?
Well, I think first you have to step back again and talk about the organizers. It's up to the Japanese people and their government to decide how they want to go forward, what the risks are financially, what the people themselves want. That's where it's going to wind up at the end of the day. Will the Japanese people be completely supportive, as they have been in the past, to host the games in their country, or will there be, because of the way the economy is being challenged, not just here but around the world, making some hard decisions of maybe limiting the number of sports that participate? Maybe they say that they don't want to have 30 sports. Maybe they want to say that the program probably might not allow it. You know, putting on just track and field in a stadium of 80,000 people for an 8 or 9 day period is like having 8 or 9 Super Bowls in your country, and add to that opening and closing ceremonies in the same stadium. And it gets even more qualified when you think about events like equestrian, where there may be quarantines on horses for various reasons because some of the things that the coronavirus has put forward. So I can't answer all those questions, but I think it's going to be not so much up to the United States Olympic Committee or the International Olympic Committee, but the Japanese people themselves.
Wow, and I think even before we got to this point of understanding and knowing that the Olympics are going to be pushed back, it seems that the Japanese were real gung-ho on pushing this forward the best that they can. So I can only assume that they're going to continue to be aggressive in trying to get these Olympic Games out the way any way or any means possible.
But I did hear and I've read that the support for the Games has been decreasing as this has been going forward. So I hope that the Japanese people continue to support it. But, you know, a lot of that, again, is going to depend upon their economy, what happens health-wise. And that's just, you know, people don't understand the coronavirus completely now, scientists and others. Is it something that will disappear? Is it something that's going to come back? Is it going to come back in a different form? So I think there's going to be a lot of cautions for people traveling. Think about the millions of hotel rooms that were reserved for this have to be reopened again and then re-reserved from this point forward for next year. Think about you and me. Are we willing to go forward and make travel reservations when the airlines themselves have suspended many of their international flights and haven't rescheduled them again? How do we decide when we're going, when it will be? So there are a lot of logistical challenges as well. I think I wish I had the answers to that, but I don't think anybody does right now.
Right. You know, I think worst case scenario, hopefully we still have a made up Olympics with the pushback from this year.
But, I mean, listening to all the logistical challenges between travel and the individual sports, it seems pretty tough right now.
Well, I'd like to put it in perspective. I think most Americans right now are waiting for baseball to come back.
I agree with you on that, Mr. Schiller. I appreciate it. Mr. Harvey Schiller, the executive director of the United States Olympic Committee. It's something he's done in the past. I could not have brought in anyone better to pretty much break this down. Mr. Schiller, thank you so much for taking time to hop on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
It was great having Mr. Schiller join in here on a JR Sport Brief. Hopefully we get that Olympic Games up and running for next year in the best way possible. I think it's without saying that there are going to be some athletes, unfortunately, who are going to miss out for the first time since wartime that we haven't had an Olympic Games take place. When we swing on back, that's right, Amy Lawrence is going to come through in about 30 more minutes, but I'm going to run through before I roll out some of the top sports stories. If you want to holler at me before we get out of here, at JR Sport Brief on social media, also call me 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to tell you something about Conor McGregor. He actually did something nice. I don't particularly care for him, but he did an awesome thing. I'm going to talk about it when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm rocking with you for another 15 to 20 minutes. Before Amy Lawrence comes over and takes over, I'm going to roll out some quick sports news to kind of wrap the show up here. You can make sure you tune in every single weeknight. I'm here with you starting at 10 p.m. Eastern time. If you're on the West Coast, that's 7 p.m. Pacific. I rock with you for 4 hours running through the top stories, the biggest things in the world of sports. And I know right now it's a funky time. We don't have live sports. You don't necessarily have the greatest selection outside of replays and et cetera what to watch, but you can watch CBS Sports Network, see some of the best March Madness moments. You can do that. Or you can watch the cherry pit spitting competition that I saw on television the other night. If you want to holler at me before I get out of here, it's real simple. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico, they make it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so you can get a quote at geico.com. It is extremely easy. And, you know, it's so easy that, you know, you can probably be easy like Conor McGregor. And it's difficult for me to say that about Conor McGregor. He made an easy choice to help out his country, Ireland. And you know what? Conor McGregor isn't someone I particularly care for. I see him all the time. He's yelling. He's throwing water bottles. He's all over the place. I don't particularly care for Conor McGregor, but I got to show him some love. We spoke about a lot of athletes who have done the right thing in donating their time, food, and supplies to people who are dealing with this worldwide issue. Conor McGregor has put out 1 million euros. He's donated. So if there's one thing I can commend him on, I will commend Conor McGregor on that. Besides that, I still think he is kind of a jerk. But I'm going to call a spade, and congrats on doing something great to help out the community, Ireland, where obviously Conor McGregor is from. We got my main man, Tommy, on the phone. Tommy calling in from Chicago. Tommy, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
How are you doing tonight, JR?
I'm terrific, man. What's on your mind, Tommy?
Hey, so I saw you did an interview with Cody Rhodes recently. I was just calling to see how you felt about him.
I think Cody Rhodes is, you know, if you're not familiar with Cody Rhodes, for anyone not listening, he's a professional wrestler. He is the son of one of the most famous wrestlers, I would say, or entertaining wrestlers of all time, Dusty Rhodes. And I got to tell you, Tommy, he's a salesman. He's a great guy. He's a fun guy to be around. He's a salesman. I'm not going to say that he was in character because he seems like an authentic individual. So I want to say a big shout out to Cody Rhodes. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to the AEW event in Atlanta. I was actually on the road, but he was a good dude, and he's great. So if you want to tell me that someone actually came up with a promotion So I don't want to say rival the WWE, but an alternative, and actually have a successful alternative at the scale that it is, it would make sense to me that it would be Cody Rhodes. He's extremely passionate about what he does. He's extremely personable about what he's doing. And I wish Cody Rhodes and AEW nothing but the best. He's a cool dude, Tommy.
All right, cool, man. Yeah, keep up those interviews. It's a great one.
Thank you so much, Tommy. You stay cool. Feel free to call up anytime.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
No doubt about it. Yeah, Tommy calling up about AEW. Yeah, you know, that's something else that we're missing right now is AEW is performing without an audience. The WWE is performing without an audience. There is no a crowd. The WrestleMania has now been broken up into 2 days. Rob Gronkowski, he couldn't find anything else to do, so he's going to take a check from World Wrestling Entertainment to host WrestleMania. Hopefully he doesn't blow it. And to be honest, I've seen the clips of Rob Gronkowski in the wrestling ring. There's a lot to be, you know, desired there. I wouldn't say Rob Gronkowski is the best actor. If Rob Gronkowski is good at anything, it's just being crazy and partying. Just put him on the Real World. Bring back the Real World. Put him in Big Brother. Let's do Survivor with Rob Gronkowski and pretty much keep it moving. But Rob Gronkowski being forced to recite lines in the wrestling ring or in an actor's studio is not going to cut it. Hopefully he has minimal screen time at WrestleMania. Thank you, Tommy, for calling up from Chicago. 855-212-4CBS if you want to holler at me before I roll out. Some other news. Besides Conor McGregor donating 1 million euros to Ireland for medical supplies, Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. They are coming back to the table. They basically franchised Dak Prescott. And he, you know, it seems at this point in time, he's turned down every monetary offer that they've put in front of him, upwards of about $30 million per year. Right now, it boils down to the amount of years. Obviously, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you look at a 26-year-old Dak Prescott and you say, you know what? I'm going to keep this guy around. We actually have a core of players here. We just paid Cooper. We still have Ezekiel Elliott. Let's keep our own triplets together and see what we can do around them. Unfortunately, Travis Frederick just retired in front of your main man, Dak Prescott. They're going to have to figure out who's going to slide into the space to protect Dak. But maybe they can actually get a deal done. Dak Prescott wants a 4-year deal. Dallas Cowboys want a 5. And if they can't come to an agreement this year, they're going to be in the same spot next year. I don't know how many more years Dak Prescott wants to go about having that franchise tag on him. And I gotta tell you something. A lot of people are saying, well, he's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. He needs to just take what they're going to give him. And he has all of these endorsements because he's a Cowboy. He wouldn't have that. Well, you know what? We're in America. And Dak Prescott is well within his right to go out there and actually maximize whatever anyone is going to give him. So if Dak Prescott doesn't want to be there for a 5-year contract, he only wants to be there for 4, make all of the money, take all of the money that you can get your hands on. So let's see if Jerry Jones actually gives a little and lets Dak Prescott get that 4-year deal instead of locking him in for 5. Major League Baseball, this is a tricky one. Thursday would have been opening day for baseball. People would have taken off from work. You know, it's beautiful already in certain parts of the country. Certain parts of the country still a little chilly. But we would have had baseball. But Rob Manfred, the commissioner, made it extremely clear a few hours ago in an interview. He said, "The one thing I know for sure is baseball will be back. Whenever it's safe to play, we'll be back. Our fans will be back. Our players will be back. And we will be part of the recovery, the healing in this country from this particular pandemic." And if you recall, unfortunately, during 9/11, when baseball did come back, I would say that actually did, you know, it was a diversion. You know, baseball has not been called America's pastime for no reason. It's been a diversion. It's a historical part of the United States of America in time of war. in good and bad, something that everybody could always generally rely on is baseball. And that's why the strike in 1994, you know, it rankled a lot of feathers, because you really poked at the fabric of America by taking away, at that point in time, America's game. Now, I believe baseball does have its problems with its timing and the length of the games, but one thing you can't deny is there's nothing ever wrong with turning on a baseball game while you're in the house and letting that bad boy run. And whether you're intently watching or whether it's background noise, baseball is always there. So Rob Manfred is making it clear that baseball will return. Now, here's the thing. I hope when baseball returns that these athletes are in shape. They're going to have to go through another round, and it won't even be spring training. It's going to be summer training by the time these Major League Baseball players get out there. And hopefully we don't see more injuries due to starts and stops. We've already seen Luis Severino go down. We've seen Chris Sale go down. Noah Syndergaard of the New York Mets go down with a Tommy John surgery. I hope that with these breaks and these starts and these stops and these pitchers who have had to ramp up their usage of their arms and try to get them in shape, that baseball comes back and that we don't see more injuries. So, Rob Manfred, I know you want to get baseball back once everybody can get healthy. It's a given that we're going to have a truncated season, whether that's 100 games, whether that's 60, I have no idea. But one thing I don't want is baseball to come back and for the players to actually go out there and drop like flies. That is not the move. Not at all. And we have some bittersweet news to end things. Last night, it was very difficult. Once I went off of air, Carl Anthony Towns was basically online. He shared a video on his Instagram, and he said that his mother was in a coma, unfortunately, after she contracted the coronavirus. It's unfortunate. It's also come out that his dad was affected but is feeling better about it, and this is reality. I don't know how the NBA can come back when you not only have players who have been affected by what's going on in the world, when you have staff who's been affected, when people's wallets and your fans have been affected, and people are probably going to be a little tentative to go immediately back outside, not just necessarily to spend, but for health reasons. I know people are itching to go back outside, but heading back to an arena or a full stadium, I think Americans are going to be very cautious as to where they go, how they spend their time, and how they spend their dollar. So hopefully we get basketball back sooner than later, but Carl Anthony Towns dealing with the issue that he's dealing with doesn't make me too confident that that's something that's going to happen right out of the gate. Now, in good news, we have seen word came out today via the agent of Christian Wood, and I venture to say Christian Wood is a future star in the NBA. It may not be with the Detroit Pistons because he's flown under the radar. He's going to be free to go wherever he wants pretty soon. Christian Wood contracted the coronavirus as a member of the Detroit Pistons, and his agent said that he is now fully recovered and is doing better. And hopefully we hear more stories about that, not just in the NBA, but pretty much all over the country and all over the world. As we, this is the phrase now, flatten the curve or stop the spread and kind of get things back to normal, not just here in the United States of America, but all over the world. I want to give a big shout out to everybody one more time who's doing the work out in their communities, whether you're a healthcare worker, sanitation, first responder. Please understand that myself and everybody else is appreciative of you and what you're doing. And a big shout out to the athletes as well who are on the front lines as much as they can by supporting, whether it be financially or also helping people just get a hot meal. Okay, I will be back with you guys tomorrow. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Make sure you tune in for another 4 hours starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's the start. It would have been the start of Major League Baseball tomorrow. You can bet we're going to bring some athletes on who swing on through and share the good word. We're going to actually talk to someone from Topps for all my collectors out there who want to inform us as to what's going on in the baseball world on the artistic side. We may not have live sports, but we have plenty and plenty to talk about. We've had some great arguments today. Antonio Brown, does he deserve to be in the NFL? We spoke about Michael Jordan and LeBron James. We had some great conversations. That's what's going to continue into tomorrow. Make sure you follow me online on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. Follow me on Instagram at JR Sport Brief. I will be back with you tomorrow. It's the JR Sport Brief show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence, she is on deck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.